Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
As well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. Did you see this? We knew this was coming. As a matter of fact, I just seen some videos of this yesterday. But I also want you to keep in mind they've been talking about this for a long, long time. And what am I talking about? I'm talking about a cashless society. A cashless system. I'm showing people on social media platforms right now on sonsoflibertymedia.com. One of my friends sent it out. It is at Starbucks where it says, we're going cashless. We're going cashless. From 1st October 2022, that's military time. That's actually interesting that they put it that way. From 1st October 2022, we will only be accepting card, contactless, and Starbucks rewards payments only. Isn't that interesting? I just seen some video yesterday of a woman that was daughter to a cabinet member of that of Richard Nixon. They were talking about this back then, and she's talking about how they're making substantial moves right now after the pandemic. So it again shows you who's creating the crisis, and if it's a crisis that it creates itself, well, they're the ones to say that. Never let a good crisis go to waste. Well, friends, guess what? Here we are today talking about going cashless, and that's exactly what this woman was talking about with a big smile on her face. And I don't know where people are thinking that this is some game or the other, because it's not in any sense of the word. Interestingly enough, some time back, I'd actually went to a bank really quick outside of the one that we usually go to, and it was about 45 minutes away from where we live. And we got there, and I walked inside of the bank, and there was nothing set up. And I'm noticing this at the bank that we usually go to, too. They don't want you coming in. They just want you going through the drive-through. And I told my wife, I said, it's just a matter of time before they're going to drop this on us, and they're just going to say, we're not going to take cash anymore. And the only way that this is going to stop is for the American people to take their cash and put it in their pocket and use it continuously, because that's going to put them to a stop rather than you to a stop of using cash. Okay? But when I walked into the bank, there was no counters. And I said to the guy, I said, where's the counters? I need to make a small deposit. He said, this is a cashless bank. I said, really? I kind of chuckled a little bit. If that doesn't, again, put up a flag, Americans, as to what this whole plandemic was about. They've been, plandemic after plandemic, they've been building up to this regardless. But the point is this last one, especially, friends, as to the push and how far they pushed it through this Hegelian dialect. It wasn't pushing two steps forward. It was pushing 10 forward. And then if they had to take one or two back, at least they got 8 steps in, right? Well, that's where things are at right now. So it's time for the American people to stand up and understand that they are in unison, they are allied in this covenant of death and this covenant of hell, which is found in Isaiah 28, verse 18. Now, I also want you to think about this. Have you noticed, and I'm sure you have ever noticed that a Converse, and Reebok and Nike and Adidas, they all push the same agenda at the same time. Have you ever noticed, like, Target, Walmart, we have something called Nordstrom's here in Minnesota. We have something called Macy's here in Minnesota. And these big corporate stores, Targets, you notice how they all push the same agenda at the same time as those of the shoe stores and the clothing stores? Isn't it interesting? Then you see your favorite sports heroes, right? Put that up against Jeremiah 11:13, promoting the same agenda that those companies are promoting all at the same time. And then you go into your favorite coffee company or one of your corporate restaurants like a McDonald's or a Burger King, and lo and behold, they're pushing the same agenda at the same time those other companies were pushing that agenda. That, folks, let me just, and I can keep going on. That's called fascism. They're all doing the same thing at the same time concerning those that are dictating them. And you can bet your bottom dollar that there's an alliance between government and these corporations giving them tax breaks until they need a favor called up. And then when they need a favor called up, they're going to say, hey, you know what? Push this agenda with us due to the fact that we've given you a tax break. Now it's your turn to prove your loyalty to this alliance as well. This is how it works. And this is un-American. Here, let me take it a step further than that. How hard is it for you to find the little guy when you go shopping for regardless of what it may be that you're looking for? Where's the little guy? Everything you want, it's always coming down from corporations, isn't it? And then people, again, a side note to that side note, another baby branch off that last branch, isn't it interesting that you get no... You get no personal attention from those that are serving corporations. Yeah, because they're not connected to those that own the corporations, and they could really care less if you come back to their store or not, regardless of what they're selling. Have you noticed that? In other words, things are getting colder. I mean, even to take it a step further than that, friends, and when you call a company today, you have to talk to a phone. You have to talk to a machine. It asks you questions. See how the people are the problem? And just think about how many people lost their jobs in the process of that, friends. Just going along to get along. Or those that are just saying that they're just doing their jobs by saying, you know what, we got to let you go now. We're going to use computers instead of humans. No, there's no personal touch anymore when you go to these stores, friends. But when you go and you look for the little guy in business, regardless if it's a restaurant, a clothing store, a furniture store, find the little guy and give them your business, because you're going to get the personal touch that you're not going to get at these corporations. And furthermore, what they just got done doing concerning this pandemic over the last 3 years of attacking their customers, go ahead and get back at the corporations, folks, and quit giving them your business. Because the corporations like Amazon and Walmart, and again, the list goes on, what are they doing? Well, they're taking all of the overflow of all the little guys that have been shut down, and they're taking their products on, and that's why they're expanding their wealth 27% since the pandemic. Did you know that billionaires worldwide have increased and amassed their wealth 27% since the pandemic? And Americans, who is targeted? The small businesses. So again, I've said a lot in that, but it's stuff that I think about, friends, and we got to put them out of business. And the way to put them out of business is quit buying their garbage. I mean, speaking of Starbucks, look at this guy. Look at how he's attacked the American people, trying to be an advocate for that which destroys any country, namely sodomy. Look at the witchcraft on their labels, friends. And it's not like they're hiding anything anymore. It's time for Christians to be the light in this dark world, because we always shine brightest, do we not? It's time to do so. We'll be right back. Matthew 5:16, by the way.
This is Jeff Osborne. Welcome to my new series, God's Touch, airing on theforgenews.com. These short pre-recorded segments address real physical issues for which so many people suffer. Choose those that address your needs and receive prayer just for you. God bless you.
This is Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon. We are welcoming Bradley Dean to the Brighteon Radio platform because Bradley Dean is on the front lines, speaking truth to power, defending your liberties and your constitutional rights. Bradley's voice is critical for our world in this dangerous era when tyrants and perverts are trying to steal away our children, our culture, and our future. It's people like Bradley Dean who are standing against the tyranny and holding the ground for Christians and patriots. Catch his show at BrighteonRadio.com.
Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean here at the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, here to introduce you to our new friends at Herbonomic. Have you been searching for all natural health products you can depend upon? Herbonomic's special menu has all natural health products that you can trust. Our friends at Herbonomic have done their research and to ensure that they only source the highest quality products that they serve to their customer base. Visit us at HERBANOMIC.com.
It's a jungle out there, disorder and confusion everywhere. No one seems to care. Well, I do. Hey, who's in charge here? Yeah, it's a jungle out there, and you need Wisconsin Christian News, a Christian newspaper that is not just filled with poetry and recipes. We print the truth, and we're not afraid to do it. If you're sick of the nonsense, subscribe today. You need this. I could be wrong now, but I don't think so. WisconsinChristianNews.com.
My name is Stephen Hewer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from two mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
This morning I am on The New American. I did an interview with Alex Newman over there, and I was gracious for the opportunity in doing so. And then one of the things he had brought up to me in question was, Bradley, do you believe that we're under the judgments of God? He goes, I personally believe that we are too. Well, I said, there's no getting away from it. I mean, there's just not. It's raining judgment at every given direction. Everywhere we look, it's raining. And he goes, why do you think that's happening? I said, because that's what Scripture tells us. If you fail to keep my commandments and my judgments and my statutes, this is what I'm going to do to you. So the Lord's either going to bless a nation or he's going to curse a nation, depending upon how the people respond to his commandments. And we keep his commandments not because we have to. We keep his commandments because we're thankful for what his son did for us. So out of gratitude, we obey him in all things, right? We live unto him who died for us, 2 Corinthians 5:15. So with that said, one of the things that I was thinking about today is it's right in front of our face. And it tells us in Deuteronomy 28:24, it tells us that the Lord shall make the rain of thy land powder and dust. We're talking about chemtrails again. From heaven shall it come down upon thee until thou be destroyed. Well, some will say that that's fictitious. No, folks, the mainstream media is covering this information now. They're covering this topic now with the information as to what really, in fact, is happening. This is even written into Congress, friends. I believe it's the 114th congressional. And I'm talking about them individuals knowing all the well what's going on concerning chemtrails. It's been going on, from my understanding, since 1968. So I want to show you some. It's a real short video, but I believe that this is a doctor telling the American people, or a scientist telling the American people, what's going on concerning what's in their soil. Okay, what's in their soil? And hang on. Hang on a second. Okay, we'll try that again. Don't know why I did that again.
100 micrograms per liter.
Okay, so listen to this.
You want some figures? Okay, latest water test. Tested the rain. 13,100 micrograms per liter of aluminum in the rain in 2013. Normally, it should be zero. So 13,100 is pretty damn much, folks. It used to be zero. Then it was 100s in the 2000s. And then in since 2010, it's into the 1000s and the latest 13,100. In the snow on Mount Shasta, pristine Mount Shasta, 61,000 feet. No, excuse me. 8,000 foot level, 61,000 micrograms.
What do you suppose is going on, friends?
The amount that is found in the soil.
Four times the amount that's found in the soil.
From if it's not coming from the soil. You know, these tests are international in scope. We're seeing this all over the world, guys. Okay, pH of acid soils is 20 times more alkaline. The aluminum in the soil has doubled in the last 10 years. Aluminum blocks essential nutrients. I am unable in my garden to restore normal pH, and that's because nanoparticles are now in the circulatory systems of both plants and humans. So welcome, fellow guinea pigs.
Did you hear that? Welcome, fellow guinea pigs. So it's happening. And this is the information that was given concerning what's in the soil, what's in the water now. He said this is happening on a global scale. And then he gave the ratios, how it used to be zero, and now it's just it's extremely high concerning the levels. Dangerous to human beings. He said, where's this coming from? I can tell you exactly where it's coming from, and so can the government. It's coming from what they're spraying down on the American people. Quit acting as if it's not happening, Americans. Because this is happening, you can look up right now probably, especially if you're in a populated area, to see exactly what I'm talking about. You can talk to a pilot that knows what he's talking about, and he will look at those airplanes and say, that is not contrail. And I've personally experienced that with friends of mine that are pilots. Bradley, that is not contrail. That is chemtrail. So we're in it right now. I want to get to one more thing. Before we get to the main topic, where's this all coming from? Americans, let me say it in a really cool way, the best way that I can. Do you know that you're being laughed at worldwide? Do you know that foreign news on a daily basis is making fun of who you call your president? You're made a mockery. You're a joke to the nations today because of what you tolerate. I just pulled up this piece before the show. And folks, you need to understand something. With this show, we're not looking for content. It's what we feel led by the Holy Ghost, Romans 8:14, to share with the people. Okay? But I want you to show, because it bothers me greatly, that we, the people in this country, are allowing this to remain. And I'm talking about lawfully, friends. I reiterated the point 1,000 times. Joe Biden is not America, and America is not Joe Biden. He's got handlers. He does what he's told to do, just like every other president. Remember what we were told in the 30s by Roosevelt. Presidents are not elected. They are selected. Why, Americans, with all the information that you have today, why do you roll over in the face of those that are setting the narrative? And this is going to continue on as long as you allow them to set the narrative. Okay, well, I'm going to go ahead and play this for you. Is it bothersome? Oh, yeah, it's bothersome. This is how you're being laughed at throughout the world because of what you tolerate.
World got a frightening insight into what happens when you unleash the president without notes, an auto cue, or someone screaming instructions in his ear. You get this nonsensical word salad.
Tell me how you do that. I understand it. It's clear in his face. You're accurate. But how, in making the case of the freedom men have...
He's not there, folks. He's in empty uniform.
What do you do to, other than to sort of embarrass men...
Cutting through Joe Biden's incoherence.
Voting the right way.
Is the title.
On this issue.
Okay, we also saw President Joe Biden deliver this rousing and totally coherent
message
to rally the troops for the midterms.
By the world.
If we elect two more senators, we keep the House and Democrats, we're going to get a lot of unfinished business.
Folks, again, can you make up the stuff this guy says? Obama used to do the same thing. Trump used to do the same thing, but people like to listen to Trump play the gossip because, of course, the inquiring minds had to know, right? But it's crazy that you listen to this guy who gets off of script, and what happens is they lose their mind. That's why we say, by the way, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. You want to talk about being sold out? You want to talk about a people that are given over? Read Romans 1:24 to the end of the chapter, and you will see that they have been given over to a reprobate mind at every given step of the way. Okay? Well, let's get back and see what else this foreigner has to say about what Americans tolerate concerning Joe Biden.
You missed that. He said if we elect two more senators, we keep the House, and Democrats, we're going to get a lot of unfinished business. We're going to get done, okay? I mean, just like Australia, the senators in the U.S. tend to sit in the Senate. Someone should perhaps tell the president that. And someone should probably also tell the president that handing over half a trillion, with a T, trillion dollars to college graduates who haven't paid off their student debts is utterly reckless, regressive, and inflationary. It will take money from...
Reckless and regressive. That means you're going backwards. Hey, folks, you know what's terrible about those that sit back and complain about what's going on with the government forgiving college loans? First of all, they don't have the constitutional authority in doing so. What you don't pay attention to is they're creating dependence. Okay? That's what they're doing. Number one. Number two, she said regressive. That means you're going backwards. The Bible says we're supposed to go back to the old paths. And if the American people would understand that we're not ruled by policy, we're ruled by law in this country, maybe the American people would understand that they were the law and they would deal with the people that are illegally acting out as their said representatives. But if the American people don't respond to it, rest assured, nobody else will do it for you.
From the less privileged who don't have college degrees and the responsible who paid off their debts and give it to households earning up to US$250,000. That's $360,000 Australian dollars. When the president was asked about this, he gave this peculiar response.
Listen.
The president, is it unfair to people who paid their student loans or chose not to take out loans?
Is it fair to people who, in fact, do not own the multi-billion-dollar businesses that see why these guys get all that stuff? Is that fair? What do you think?
By the way, it's not aimed at the billionaires. It's aimed at the middle class, because that's who's going to pick up this unlawful reallocation of our tax dollars to pay off and give to those that don't work, and flip the bill to those that do work. It's pretty crazy. It's called communism. We'll be right back. Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Media.com.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict the stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
People living in flood-stricken Jackson, Mississippi are being told not to drink tap water. Governor Tate Reeves declaring a state of emergency and activating the Mississippi National Guard as residents in the capital city are without safe running water following heavy rains. Replacing our largest city's infrastructure of running water with human distribution is a massively complicated logistical task. We need to provide it for up to 180,000 people for an unknown period of time.
Home prices are still on the rise, but the pace is slowing a bit. The S&P CoreLogic Case-Shiller Index for June showing home prices were 18% higher than during the same month last year. However, that's 2% less than the increase in May. USA Radio News. Border Patrol Chief Raul Ortiz is saying under oath that President Biden's immigration policies are to blame for the surge at the border. The comment came during a recorded deposition in a lawsuit that Florida brought against the Department of Homeland Security.
In my experience, we have seen increases when there are no consequences.
During the deposition, Ortiz testified the southern border is currently in crisis and less safe for Americans and aliens alike. All eyes are on a hearing in West Palm Beach, Florida on Thursday.
Thursday, a judge in Florida is set to rule on a special master to oversee what the Department of Justice, Attorney General Merrick Garland, and the FBI has done by invading a president's home. The Department of Justice is admitting they took materials from Trump's home they should not have taken. Documents covered by attorney-client privilege.
Lance Pry reporting from the USA Radio News West Coast News Bureau. This is USA Radio News.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
one 866 582 9933. It's true what John Calvin said. He said when God means to judge a nation, he gives them people a wicked ruler. Wicked means they know to do right, but they choose to do the wrong thing. And that's exactly where we're at today. And America, we're being laughed at by the rest of the world for what you tolerate. I mean, is there come a point where the American people become ashamed for what they tolerate? Because I can guarantee you this, friends, if you refuse to deal with it, the Lord's going to bring it in judgment. And again, let me remind you that there's going to be a day, if you refuse to do what the Lord commands you, that you're going to wish you did when you had the time to do it when the Lord brings His judgment. And it's not going to be a good day for any of us. Okay, so let's do this together because, friends, I'm here to remind you that we can do this under the umbrella of who we are in Christ Jesus, by the power of the Holy Ghost, Acts 5:32. Amen. Okay, cool. Let's get back to this. By the way, if you want to check us out on social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of the page, go to SOL Radio Live, subscribe to the Rumble feed, and or go over to beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page, beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page. Let's finish out what this Australian reporter has to say about what Americans put up with.
What now? Is it fair to people who do not own multi-billion dollar businesses? One can understand why the president's handlers insist on heavily scripting his appearances and don't...
The president's handlers... Watch this.
Allow him to freely answer questions.
Listen to this.
Press. Look what happens in this clip. It's quite sad, really. President Biden picks a journalist to ask a question before realizing he's not allowed to do that. He says, and I quote, I took...
See, it shows you that they're all scripted before he gets them. What she's highlighting is what we've tried to convey to you 1,000 times. These people already know what they're going to be asked because the useful idiots in the room are handpicked as to who can be there and who cannot be there. Okay? Who can ask the questions and who cannot ask the questions. If you pay attention to these that are doing these press releases on television, they'll pick a reporter. They know them by name. It's a question that's already scripted out. The person, for example, the president, regardless of who it is, he looks down to the answer, looking for the answer that he already knows that that useful idiot's going to ask him. This is what she's trying to tell you. She's trying to tell you that his handlers wouldn't allow it, so they intervened. Okay? And we see this across the boards. In other words, they're too stupid to answer the question for themselves, so they're told what to think and how to think it. Check this out.
Control. I shouldn't do that. I'm not allowed to do that. And then the handlers
listen,
come in
listen
and
to what he says.
Into proceedings.
Listen carefully.
Where my thought ending would go.
Thank you so much for the
president.
He picked the wrong person to ask the question. He said, I took control. I shouldn't do that. I'm not allowed. I'm not allowed to do that, said Joe Biden.
Have the rest of the conversation.
Okay, then his handlers come in and say, let's do this in a what? A private press release. Okay. Americans. Is it not time to look in the mirror and say, why am I, say to yourself, allowing this to happen when we know that this is a facade and these are clowns in the circus of politics? These are the people that the American people have allowed to take the helm of their country and drive it into the ground? Because these people are set on destruction, friends. They're not set on upholding the laws to stop the destruction. They're the ones advocating the destruction. And
it's reasonable to ask at this stage just who is running the country.
It's reasonable to ask at this stage who is running the country. She's talking about America. Listen to what she says and end.
President Biden or the people who grant him the permission to speak?
President Biden or the people that grant him permission to speak? These are those that I call the powers that are tolerated. Why do the people in this country tolerate the crimes of a few? I don't. That's the great wonder of the age, isn't it? It really is. How do dictators become dictators? The handfuls in the face of the millions. Because, as it's been said by Benjamin Franklin, giving us a warning, of course, that if you make yourself sheep, the wolves will devour. I guess the sheep like to be devoured, and that to their own demise. Moving on. Okay, so where's all this coming from? I thought this was important to show the people. I want to tell you where this is all coming from. Those that are telling this administration what they're supposed to do and how they're supposed to do it, the same one that told Trump what he's supposed to do, how he's supposed to do it, what pants he can wear, which ones he can't wear, the same one that told Barack Hussein Obama, that foreign sodomite, as to what he could do, what he couldn't do, taking orders from the powers that are tolerated. Friends, when you're looking at the sexual deviancy going on, And what they're so brazen to do today, it should come as no surprise, friends, when I tell you this. That's all they're doing is showing you who they really are. That's all they're doing, folks, is showing you who they really are. Here's the government and the mainstream media picking the one or the two out concerning sodomites, transgender, which again is no such thing, lesbians, the list goes on, whatever they want to call themselves. They're so emboldened now because of what they see, because they got the backup from the mainstream media, including Fox News, don't get me wrong, including Fox News and everybody else that's accomplished to the crimes that God condemns, Leviticus 18:22, 20:13, Romans 1:24, Jude 1:7, the list goes on concerning sodomy. Okay? Look what's going on. A teacher, and I warned of this 17 years ago, okay? And again, I was a liar. I was all the homosexual sodomite outlets that are illegally set up to be subversive to the American Constitution. Why do you say that, Bradley? Because it's illegal in every state to be a sodomite. Okay, in every single state, the laws are still there. They need to be enforced by the people that refuse to do so because for some reason or another, they believe that these people are the victims. Well, let me ask you something here. Another case in point, is this guy a victim? Teacher in Hawaii admits to sexually abusing 13-year-old boy after arrest for child porn distribution. Remember how I just told you that whatever starts at the top goes to the bottom concerning the powers that are tolerated, and they're showing you who they really are? Yesterday, I had highlighted the facts, friends, that the FBI, there's an operation called Operation Pacifier, where they're actually setting up porn, child porn sites to set up their political opposition. Just ask Cheryl Atkinson, and she will tell you exactly the truth of the matter, because that's what we showed you yesterday. Out of her own mouth. But again, it only goes to show you who's pushing the message. Let me remind you, all the way up until 1968, pornography within itself was illegal to distribute in this country. Now we have the FBI distributing child pornography. Being abused, children are, on film. And they want to append it to the computers of their political opposition. Okay? So, again, this should come as no surprise as to what's going on when a teacher in Hawaii admits to sexually abusing a 13-year-old boy after an arrest for child porn distribution. I was asked by Alex Newman today on The New American this morning during the interview, Bradley, what are your thoughts about all of these conservatives that call themselves Christian homosexuals? Friends, I'm here to tell you right now, this isn't yin-yang. This isn't the black meets the white and we're all in it together. And I'm talking about the symbol of yin-yang. It's demonic. No. Hey, folks, my father is a holy God. Okay? And Satan is a wicked devil. Period. To the extremes, they stand in contrast 180%. Okay? To suggest that you are a Christian homosexual, you have deceived yourself to the utmost degree. I don't even know that you, at that point, can open your eyes unless the Holy Ghost does it. Is he beyond that? Absolutely not. But going a step forward concerning those that lay for children, I believe that many of those have gone way too far. They've already crossed the line, and they can go ahead and read what it says in Luke 17:2, where it says it's better for them to take a millstone and wrap it around their own necks rather than to offend one of these little ones. But they offend the little ones. Not too long ago, I showed you a video that we put together over on sonsoflibertymedia.com on SOL Radio Live. We have an educational channel there where we have a couple hundred videos that address the topics of the day in giving you the lawful answers from heaven and common law here on earth. And it was interesting that we highlighted 87 politicians by name, by picture, concerning their crimes against children. Oh, that's the biggest no-no there is, folks, in the sight of God. They are the model of heaven. And when you read Exodus 22, the Lord said, if they had all cry out unto me, that he would kill those that offend those little ones. He said, the Lord did, I will kill them with the sword. That's what the word says, regardless of how you've been desensitized and conditioned in a false sense of grace and mercy today. You better understand that mercy with God is judgment upon the heads of the wicked as a mercy to the innocent, not the other way around. Isaiah 26, verse 9. But look at this. Look at how emboldened these criminals have become. Hey, folks, maybe that will explain to you why vigilantism is on the rise, because there's a whole lot of folks that I know that aren't going to put up with this in any sense of the word. Just wait. I'm going to come back and I'm going to show you a video of a tranny, they call themselves, in California walking free after messaging a 9-year-old girl about kissing and touching. Right back. back in a minute.
Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of Liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. We are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hello, this is Michael Bresciani. I'm the editor of the AmericanProfit.org. We originally begun to feature the articles and the materials of Bradley Dean, and we're just glad to have him. He has a strong vision for the nation and is witness to young people in his national tours to high school and college campuses.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Let's face it, food shortages are a real threat now. Supply chain breakdowns, inflation, fuel prices, global conflicts, fertilizer cutbacks, farmers being encouraged not to plant. The stage is set for the peanut butter to hit the fan. But for some reason, Americans are still in denial about food shortages. Listen, we don't take risks with other things in our lives, so why take risks with your food security? Those who know what's coming are using today to prepare. Millions of Americans have purchased Ready Hour emergency food from My Patriot Supply, the brand people look for when they're ready for real preparedness. MyPatriotSupply.com is America's largest preparedness company. Get stocked up on emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage to get you through tough times ahead. Your other choice is to stand in government food lines hoping for a handout. As we both know, that's not an option. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Yeah. 1-866-582-9933. Last segment. I was just highlighting this, and I had a thought here. Teacher in Hawaii admits to sexually abusing 13-year-old boy after arrest for child porn distribution. How come the FBI, who's now being equated to the Gestapo, by the way, on a nationwide basis, a majority of Americans now believe that the FBI is the Gestapo in the hands of Biden, believe it or not. Yeah. No, they were that long ago, let me tell you, in so many different ways. And again, not disregarding the good guys in there, but I would say to the good guys in those agencies, you better right yourself the wrong. The Lord said to leave in the whole lump, to purge the lump, okay? Let the lump be holy. You're going to have to do a work inside and clean these agencies out and then look to the foundations and understand that they're unconstitutional in the first place. Okay? And again, they're not there protecting the little guy from the big guy. It's the other way around. But what's interesting is this teacher in Hawaii, and rightfully so, admits to sexually abusing a 13-year-old boy after arrest for child porn distribution. Well, why is it that he's being charged for child porn distribution, but the FBI agents that are doing the same exact thing are not? Okay, this is something everybody needs to hear, and I want you to listen to it carefully, okay? Because when it comes to justice, I want you to understand, when it comes to law in this country, nobody is above the law. William Murray said, he was the Earl of Mansfield, true liberty can only exist when justice is equally administered to all. The FBI agents should be just held just as accountable as this little criminal here. Friends, they are not above the law. Okay, another thing I wanted to highlight was just thinking during the break. We do that a lot here. It's interesting that there's a question was proposed to me this morning by Alex Newman on The New American. And the question was, what are your thoughts about those that call themselves conservative Christians that are gay? There's no such thing. Right? And the first thing that comes to my aid is, how can two walk together lest they be agreed? Jesus condemns what they claimed that Jesus takes as his temple. Okay? And it's just not true in any sense of the word. How can two walk together lest they be agreed? Amos 3:3. 2 Corinthians 6:17, starting there, go to the end of the chapter. What does it say? Come out from among them, be ye separate, touch not the unclean thing. 1 Corinthians 6:9 tells us that those people will not receive the inheritance. They will have no inheritance into the kingdom of heaven. James 4:4 tells us, you adulterers and adulteresses, know ye not that friendship with the world. And what is friendship with the world? Well, what is it? The fruits of, 1 John 2 talks about the lust of the flesh, the pride of the life, love of the world, and so on and so forth. It's the spirit of Antichrist. Okay, and if you want to get really, if you really want to pinpoint the issue, it's interesting because this is the ultimate exhibition of how Satan himself works. And I'm talking about those that call themselves conservative Christians, but they're gay. No such thing. The Lord's not going to justify what he already condemned through his word. And no marvel, for Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light. Therefore, it is no great thing if his ministers also be transformed as the ministers of righteousness, whose end shall be according to their works. They're sodomites. Judge them by their fruit. The Lord condemns them. Matthew 7:16 clearly condemns them. Therefore, it is no great thing if his ministers also be transformed as the ministers of righteousness, whose end shall be according to their works. The show is called, where's all this coming from? This is all coming from what the people tolerate. The American people are inviting more of this. They're entertained by this somehow, watching children be abused. Oh, Bradley, that's not true. What are you doing about it? I'll stand corrected when you can tell me what you're doing about it, but not until then. We show the world our faith by our works. James 2:14 through 26. I want you to check this one out. I'm going to show you a video. This is promulgated by that of redvoicemedia.com. They said the headline is, Trans Predator in California Walks Free. Again, walks free after messaging who he thought was a 9-year-old girl about kissing and touching that 9-year-old all over the place. This is a man that wants you to believe that he is the victim. This is a felony, by the way, that walked free. Okay? That walked free. This is a biological man suspected of trying to arrange an illicit encounter with multiple underage girls who's walking free, despite the fact that the police were provided for with significant evidence. Well, here, let me show you this if you haven't seen this. This is the police escorting the transgenders, as they call themselves, men dressed up as women, entertaining the handful of kids that are brought there by their parents, which is a form of child abuse. But this is the police protecting the trannies in their activity, which warrants a felony. You want to tell me what the problem is, Americans? I thought these guys promised to uphold the laws of the Constitution. Nope, that's not what they're doing. I thought they were supposed to fight against all enemies, both foreign and domestic. Well, this is domestic, and they are enemies to any nation. But here are the police on social media platforms protecting them, escorting them, concerning their crimes being committed against little children. Hey, folks, I'm not going to tolerate that. No way. I see that. I am going to be the biggest stickler to those clowns that are violating their oath right on the spot. Right on the spot. Again, I got to lay the question to the candor of the American people. Are you tired of this yet? Because I am. I'm tired of it. I want you to see the video here of this tranny
safety, okay?
Being confronted.
I got your messages here that I need to talk to you about, okay? Yeah, I do.
This is a man that's given permission by the government, you think, to go ahead and make a prey out of children. This is coming from the powers that are tolerated, zeroing in on your children. And they are channeling through the few that are willing to be used in committing crimes against the children. And the only way that that's going to happen is when the parents stand back and allow it to happen. Not here. Not here, friends. Let's watch the rest of this guy boldly confronting this criminal to his face.
All we want to do is have a conversation, okay?
Predator hunters in Berkeley, California confronted a trans-identified male for attempting to allure a 9-year-old girl and expressed interest in abusing the little girl.
Look, I think we both understand the implication of these messages, okay? All we want to do is have a talk. This is to a
Who's fueling this sickness, Americans, more than the government and the mainstream media? This is a felony.
A 1-year-old for she sent child to the little kids. You go ahead and do it.
Please leave me alone. Stop.
I'd rather just talk about this in private. Well, look.
See, and what's terrible about it is him confronting her for her crimes. If the police were to come onto the scene, which they do, they let him go, the criminal that was laying for the children, and they'll look at the guy that was confronting her, which the cops should be doing, as the problem in this scenario. Oh, my goodness. You're on the verge of judgment completely being turned backwards in so many ways it already is.
When stuff is said like, when stuff is said the 1-year-old can learn how to get touched, the 1-year-old can do things that need to be addressed.
It's criminal, folks. Criminal conduct.
And we also have you sending child to little kids. I mean... Well,
what part of leave me alone don't you understand, said this man. And it's interesting, he was preying on little children. Wow.
Harassing you.
Here comes the police.
Okay. So, basically...
Do you know them?
No.
Okay, so why are you...
Well, I do know who she is. So, this individual here
is
attempting to meet a 9, a 6...
The predator hunter attempts to tell police about what the suspect had sent to the decoy and shows multiple officers evidence, including child sexual abuse materials that had been shared by this transvestite. Sorry. What happens?
Are you sure this is the individual?
It's pretty hard to not. It's pretty hard to not see.
Now the police are asking, is this the predator?
And, okay. And she literally sent this photo a little bit ago here.
But the police let the suspect leave without any charges.
Wow.
Okay, folks. So there it is again. Here's the police not enforcing the law in any sense of the word. This is what's emboldening these predators to lay on the children. Where's all this coming from? The American people who tolerate the crimes. In the sight of heaven, folks, that's the responsible party. Let's set this right, because, friends, it's the least we can do, and it's what we're commanded to do. Talk to you in 23. See ya.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.